Hello.
Hello, my name is Luis and I am with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
You need what? You need what?
My name is Luis and I am with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County.
Uh-huh.
Would you have a few minutes, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. I would like to know, sir, are you a registered to vote in Hector County?
I am.
Thank you. Generally, do you think the things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Well, it depends what the right track is. Right? It's all based on perception.
And what do you think about it, sir? Do you think is it on the right track or wrong track, or not sure?
I mean, generally, I would say things are heading towards the better part. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, thank you so much. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Oh, it would have to be girls.
And you can say the education
and infrastructure.
Okay.
What was that? What was the last part?
You can say any education issues, poor economy or something.
No, I mean, it's with how many people keep coming, you know, to Odessa from other places to look for work and things of that nature. Odessa has not caught up. Midland has, but Odessa hasn't.
Okay.
So our issue is infrastructure and growth to keep people here. What's happening is people, younger generation like myself, we're getting offers for base from here from other larger metropolitan areas. So instead of keeping our bright and youth here, we're leaving.
Right, sir.
That's the issue. Odessa keeps getting older.
Thank you for letting me know that, sir. I really appreciate it. It's well appreciated, sir. And how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County?
How would I rate them?
Yes, sir. You can say excellent, good, fair, poor. And you can, yeah, choose one of these options.
Well, I mean, as a general consensus, I would say it's good. But, I mean, that's only if you're doing anything also related. If you're not, then you're basically missing out.
Okay, thank you, sir. Also, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about same as it is today?
Things are... So, I mean, Odessa and Midland, they fall and rise as also does. So we're looking at a crash here pretty soon, and then we're going to look at a meteoric rise. The thing is, whether or not Odessa could keep up with Midland, that's the issue. So I would say it would stay just about the same unless we have some major changes with our leadership.
Okay, thank you so much. Also, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned.
Oh, yeah, very concerned. Extremely concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that can contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay?
All right.
Public safety and low crime.
Public safety and crime? Fourth. Extremely fourth.
Thank you. Quality of the public schools?
Oh, fourth.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Let's say, I mean, decent, but that's not my big issue.
Do you consider this as fair?
Fair.
Okay. Also, offering job opportunities in your field?
I would say fair. There's plenty of opportunities here.
Thank you. Natural beauty and physical setting?
For what it is, I would say fair.
Thank you. Availability of affordable housing?
No, that's poor.
Thank you. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
Thank you. Also having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
What are these options? What's the...
Excellent, good, fair, and poor.
Good. That one's good.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Thank you. And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Fair.
Availability of quality healthcare?
I'd say it's fair.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for an economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you. Public transportation?
Public transportation. I'll say fair.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
I'll say fair.
Thank you. Now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people.
Fair.
Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Thank you. Immigrants from other country?
Immigrants from other country? That's pretty good.
People starting new businesses?
Or
retirees, right?
Or
people living below the poverty line.
Fair.
Young and single people.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Young and single people.
Young and single people. I would say good on that one.
Thank you. It's here people like you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
People like you.
People like me?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Families with children?
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Overall quality of life? Say fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve or deteriorate or stay about the same?
I think it's about to stay the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? You can say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar.
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? You can say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not all confident.
Not too confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? You can say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar.
Not too familiar.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? You can say very likely, somewhat likely, very not likely, or not at all likely.
To move to Hector County?
Right.
I already live in Hector County. I'll move from Hector County.
Yes, sir.
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Finally, sir, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? You can say high school, college graduate, or graduate degree.
Graduate degree.
Thank you, sir. In terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I say libertarian.
Thank you. What is your age?
31.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or in Phoenix City, sir?
What? I'm sorry, what was that one?
Which of the following best describes your race? You can say white, black, African-American. Yes, sir.
Race. Hispanic. That's been a Latino.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your annual household income from $25,000, $40,000, or more than $75,000?
Altogether?
No. You can say any number, sir.
200.
Thank you. Are you currently employed?
I am.
Okay. Employed full-time, employed part-time, retired, or...
Full-time.
Maker. Full-time.
Full-time.
Thank you, sir. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself...
a male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, sir, this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation for today, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice weekend. Enjoy your weekend, sir.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day, boss.